Star 94.1, and we welcome Naoki. Naoki, how are you?
Hello, I'm great. Blessed by the best. Thank you.
No, that's right. Are you excited about your new project?
I am so excited to be working again in ministry after a small break for me. I don't know if you know this, but I have an 8-month-old now. So
right. You have a son?
Yes, I do have a son. Okay. I actually was able to complete my whole first project. It was already, I was touring with that,
okay.
And it was already on the radio, and then we took a little break. I had the baby while I was recording my second album, actually.
Oh, okay, that's funny.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to get my research right.
That's okay, you're close. you're batting at about 50 right now.
Hey, okay. Now, were you surprised with that My Everything project?
I was. I really was. I mean, like you know, it was a new artist. I was a new artist, and the label was new. It wasn't like a new artist on like a Sony or, you know, Verity. It was a new artist, new label, and everybody was like, what? You know, the industry was trying to figure out, you know, who we were, where we were coming from, and so on and so forth. But He's Here, which is the single from that My Everything project, it ended up being the 27th most played song of 2007. And, I mean, that is just really, really an awesome blessing. And I just thank God for His favor that was on the project and how His favor that's on my gifting and our lives now.
He's Here is sort of one of those sweet songs, I would say. It's a fun song, but it's a sweet song. And now on your new project, you have Joy, and that's kind of funky. You know, you're pumping it up with that.
You think so?
Oh, yes. What's the difference in your sophomore project as compared to your debut project?
You know, it's just an evolution. There's a couple people that have critiqued the album, and they just say that the musicianship has evolved, and the lyrics are better, and the vocal styling, even my vocals are better. So I don't really know, other than just a day-by-day relationship with Jesus Christ and just writing from my experiences, doing the best that I can. And then especially, you know, I have to give some credit to being happy and moving into another stage of my life, being pregnant with my husband and my first child. And so, like I said, I was pregnant with him when I recorded Joy with Antonio Neal. I don't know if you know who he is.
Oh, yeah. I had Antonio on the show, interview Antonio.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we co-produced Joy together, and I wrote that. And so it's funny that every time I sing Joy or my son hears Joy, it's like he bounces around because it's familiar for him because I recorded that when I was pregnant. So
wow.
That's a blessing. And that was a new bit of inspiration as well, to make a long story short.
What do you mean by rest?
Oh, wow. Rest is definitely not as far in the physical realm because we are still very busy, and I'm getting very little of that as being a new mom.
Uh-huh.
But it's just, it really is a state of mind. I will be honest with you. I was very anxiety-ridden the first project, very stressed out, and just like, what can we do, you know, to make a bigger splash in the industry? What can we do to make people recognize the project and this gifting God has given me? And, you know, you can push so hard and do so much as opposed to doing the best that you can and really being still and knowing that He is God and just waiting on Him to do the rest. So I just put, it's a state of mind with me putting everything into perspective, trusting the Lord that His hand is on it. He's going to do what He's going to do with it. And I could just sit back and enjoy the evolution of the life that we have.
The song Never Gave Up, is that something different for Naoki?
It's kind of sort of, but not really. When I say that, I mean it's really true. It's more gospel than the rest of the project. And I used to do all gospel, all traditional gospel, all that kind of stuff growing up. I mean, hymns and everything, because I started at 6 years old with my mom and dad. My mom's from Georgia, my dad's from Tennessee. They both came from singing families. So coming up through life, that's the only kind of songs that we did. And then, you know, I went into another stage with, you know, doing secular music and background with Prince, which I'm sure we'll talk about, and all that good stuff. So I've really come full circle, and that's just, you know, I like a lot of different kind of music. God has brought me on a very colorful path, And that's just something that he allowed me to unleash that's always been there on this new project.
Yes, we're going to get to you backgrounding with Prince. And
I'm sure we are. Why does everybody want to everybody cares about that. I mean, they don't even care about my project, nothing. Yeah. It was like, okay, now what?
Tell us about Prince. Yeah. But listen, we're going to talk about the project first.
How is that?
That's okay. Then we'll talk about Prince, okay?
Good.
Tell us about Come In. That's more of a, what, praise and worship type song?
It is. It is. I had a song on my first album called Praise Time, and I was able to do like a, you know, that would be my intro praise song when I was, especially at churches, I'd be able to perform that. And Come In is kind of I guess a variation to that, or extension is the word I'm looking for of that. And it's just so awesome. I love the Lord. I love my own time. I love my own praise and worship time that I have by myself. My husband sometimes thinks I'm crazy, you know, because it don't take a whole lot of folks, you know what I'm saying, to have a praise and worship. And so I could just do it right around my house with my son bouncing around. And so that's just, I'm really a big praise and worship girl, and so I love to do Come In. And it's just really based off of Psalm 24, let the King of Glory come in, the King of Glory, the strong and mighty. And, you know, the Lord really loves it, and he inhabits the praises of his people. So I love to do songs like that.
Our guest is Naoki. The song, He's Chosen Me, a twofold question. Where were you when you did He Chosen Me, and what were you trying to convey?
Wow, that's a good question. Where was I physically?
Yes.
When I did that, I was in Nashville. We have a studio in our home. Thank God for a state of art studio that we have in our home, and so we're able to record that there with Ralph Stacey. He actually did He's Here For Me. And so I went back and recorded that song with him. And I just was, he played the music, and God would just like place lyrics in my spirit. I can't really even take any credit for the gifting that he's given me. And I just was like, man, this is just so awesome. I've got an opportunity to do what I was called to do. I've been going around the world singing with my mom and dad, you know, did whatever with Prince and my sisters for a little while, but he brought me full circle. This is great. This is a happy feeling. Lord, thank you for choosing me. And although things get hectic sometimes and I'm back and forth, town to town, this is something that you've given me to do. So I'm happy that you've chosen me and given me the grace and the strength to get through it, too.
The song, So Glad You Decided, which is a ballad. Tell us about that.
I love that song. It really, I'll say the critics say that probably shows my vocal range.